over to Casey Stengel, has kept the same personnel in there, but he's juggled this lineup a little bit. Bobby Richardson at second base. Neil McDougal will be at short. Mickey Mantle in center field. Bill Scowen has been moved into the cleanup spot. Scowen in first base. Hank Bauer in right field. Yogi Berra in left field, and Berra will bat sixth. Billy Martin will be at third base. The catcher, Elston Howard, will bat eighth. And then the pitcher, right-hander, Art Dittmar. So the Yankees will have Richardson at second, McDougal at short, Mantle in center, Bauer at first, Bauer in right, Berra in left, Martin at third, Howard the catcher, and the pitcher, Dittmar. The lineup for the White Sox, Bubba Phillips at third, Nellie Fox at second base, Benny Manesso in left field, Jerem Lawler will do the catching, Larry Doby in center, Walt Gerpo at first base, Jim Rivera in right, Larry Aparicio at short, and the pitcher, Billy Pierce. So Phillips at third, Fox at second base, Manesso in left, Lawler the catcher, Doby in center, Gerpo at first, Rivera in right, Aparicio at short, and the pitcher, Pierce.
Getting a sign, and here's
uniform. Base runner at first base, staying pretty close to the bag. That's Bobby Richardson. And the outfield is playing McDougal straight away. Here's a punt that's going foul on the ground to the left of the plate. The Yankees have averaged better than 30,000 per date on this trip, playing before a total of 271,000 in 9 days. Hugh McDougal, shortstop, waiting for Billy Kirsch to get set. And a low curve. It's a ball. Dollar was going to throw the ball to first base, but figured it'd be a little bit risky because the next runner was pretty close to the bag. First inning. Here's the pitch to McDougal. A swing, and there's a high foul. Coming back and really up there. And we still have a 1-2 count.
Inside fastball for ball three.
The behind that hitter is Hank Bauer. Ball three and strike one. We're in the first half of the first inning. Again, Billy checks the base runner, fires over there, and he's back in time. Phillips at third, Louis at short, Fox at second, Gropo at first. Ball three and a strike one count on Scourin. And a swing and a foul tip. Billy wearing number 19 on the back of his white uniform. The winningest pitcher in baseball with 10 victories against 2 losses. Working on Moose Scourin, big first baseman of the New York Yankees. Mickey Mantle over at first base, and a swing and a foul with Mantle running 3-2. The on-deck hitter is the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Bauer has a .269 starting average. Scourin had 3 hits in the game last night, including a tremendous home run. Strike two and a curve. Very high foul down the left field line. Minoso racing into the corner. Just couldn't reach it. And we still have a ball three and a strike two count. There was a long wallop that Minoso made a very nice try for. He ran over the foul line into the corner, reached way into the stand, but couldn't get hold of that ball, and we still have a 3-2 count. Billy gets a new baseball and roughs it around in his hands. Mantle at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high foul again out of play. It's down the first baseline. The Boston-Cleveland game has been delayed by rain. Here we've had a lot of rain all night and a lot of rain this morning, and it's still very cloudy and a very light drizzle coming down. The pitch to Scourin, a line drive, a hit into left center field. Mickey Mantle racing around to third. And that was a hard hit ball by Scourin into left center field. And fast fielding by Minoso held Mantle at third. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Unfortunately, McDougal hit into a double play. Well, the Yankees would have a run or two. They have runners on first and third. And here is the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Hank Bauer with 26 RBIs and a right-hand hitter is facing Billy Pierce. Mickey Mantle over on third base and Scourin on first base. And Scourin is really red hot. The pitcher has the sign, and a little bit too low. The first one to fire, ball one. First half of the first inning. Richardson singled. McDougal hit into a double play. Mantle singled to center. Scourin lined and hit the left center, and Mantle laced the third. So we have base runners on first and third with two outs. There's a swing and a foul back. Announcer Whitey is taking 2 supply of baseballs up to the plate umpire. Larry Knapp. We have a pretty nice crowd on hand today for what has been a dismal day. Rain hard all day. Here's a sight of beauty. two count for Hank Bauer. From pump it up in the infield, Yankee runners at first and third, two are out. Billy Pierce again looks down at Lawler, getting a sign, a curve, quite free, struck him out. The first half of the first inning, the Yankees, no runs and three hits. The White Sox are now coming to bat. Friends, we're going into the last of the first inning. Here is Bubba Phillips. He'll be followed by Nelson Fox and then Minnie Minoso. Archibald Maher, a right-hander on the mound. Scowell at first, Richardson at second, McDougal at short, and Martin at third. A foul tip. Bauer in right field, Mantle in center field, Farah in left field, Dittmar the pitcher, and Howard again the catcher. Phillips, who's been on a hitting jag, has raised his average to 276. And a swing and a miss, strike two. Nobody out. It's the last of the first inning. Dittmar again leans way forward on his right foot. Here comes the pitch to him outside of ball. One and two. Bubba Phillips trying to get it started here in the first inning. Strike two count on him, and a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Now let's get in a station break. This is the WCFL Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Big land for Nellie Fox. 352 batting average, 20 runs batted in, and 3 home runs. Dittmar fixing his shoe. Now he scrapes it across the pitching rubber a couple of times. Here's the pitch to Fox. It's a little bit too low and a ball. Into the series. Here's a ball. It's low again. Ball two. Billy Martin playing third. Gil McDougal over at short. Bobby Richardson at second. And Bill Scowron at first. That's the empty infield. Here's a ball. It's a little bit too low. Night last night. He had a single, a double, and a long home run. Ball three to Fox. And a strike right in across the knee. In the seven games played against the Yankees today, both clubs have scored the same number of runs, 24. The Yankees lead the series 4-3. Ball two. A fastball, it's a little bit too low and in close. ball two. Whitmire is already complaining to the plate umpire, Larry Knapp, about the calls. A dozen Sox players have shared hero roles in their 33 wins. Pitcher in a swing and a tap along the first pitch line. It's a fair ball picked up by Howard. Throw the first big hit. There was a little tap up the first pitch line, but with a fast man running, the Yankees were hoping would roll foul. But they saw that it was going to stay in. Howard picked the ball up and fired it, but too late, and it's a base hit. Lawless. Well, the Sox have a chance now, a scoring chance in the first inning. Lawler batting .244. He has 30 runs batted in, and he's hit 5 home runs. Two men on. Here comes the pitch to him, a swing and a foul on the ground, right out in front of the plate. Swung at the ball. The ball slid down the bat, hit him on the leg, and then bounced out in front of the plate. Now the catcher Howard and the pitcher Dittmar having a chat out near the pitcher's circle. And the plate umpire walks out and gives them a new ball. So already in this first inning, which is not over, we have had 4 hits. 3 by the Yankees, 1 by the White Sox, Sox walk, and we have 2 men out. Sherman Lawler with a strike 1 count on him and a little bit too low, a ball, 1-1. Dittmar is wearing number 28 on the back of his gray uniform. Now he is kicking the pitching rubber, trying to get it smooth down to his liking. And Lawler hoping to get a hold of one here and get the Sox out in front. Here's a high fly ball to center field. Mantle coming on. He's under the ball. Should get it easily. And he does. Fully up. Going to bring up the right fielder, Larry Doty. Here's Larry Doty with a .246 batting average. He's had 24 runs batted in, and he's hit 4 home runs. Now he's up in there. On and two out, and the first pitch to him, a swing and a foul on the ground. Nellie Fox, who had hit safely in 15 straight games, has now connected in 16 out of 17. Michael Phillips, who had an 11-game streak stop recently, has hit safely in 15 out of 16 games. Raised his average now close to .300. There's a swing and a foul on the ground. Second, a 2-strike count on Larry Doty, 2 out, no score in the ball game, and we're still in the last of the first inning. Sun is out again. Here's the pitch to him, a swing and another foul. In their 33 victories, the White Sox have had to come from behind or break a tie in late or extra innings on 22 of the 33 occasions. And only 11 have they been able to jump off to an early lead and maintain it throughout the game. 16 times they've had to rally to overcome a deficit to win, and in 6 games they were forced to break a tie in the late or extra inning. Pitch to Doby. Down he goes, a high fastball in close. Here's Fox moving up, and that's a wild pitch.
Peter, they left hook on Dittmar and dropped him. And boy, that was a beauty that traveled only about a foot. The entire Yankee bench and the entire White Sox bench is on the field. And here's Country Slaughter and Dreadful going to it now. And they're having quite a scramble. And everybody trying to break this up. Now Whitey Ford has tackled Dreadful. And Casey Stengel has also tackled him. And boy, this was really something. I've never seen anything worse than this outburst. Even Casey Stengel is being shoved around over there. This is really something. Now let's see what the umpires are going to do about it. The chances are that both Dittmar and Doby will be put out of the game. That's almost for sure. Lopez is talking with Casey Stengel, and the police and the umpires are trying to restore order, and now let's see what they're going to do. That was a high fastball. It was close to Doby's head. It went back to the screen, and the runners advanced on a wild pitch. Dittmar has gone back out to the mound, and we're just going to have to wait and see what the umpires are going to do here, if anything. But this was a tremendous outburst. Now the umpires are telling the players to go back to the dugout. And let's see what is going to happen. When Larry Doby and Dittmar said something to each other about that fastball that had come in close to Larry Doby's head. Then Dittmar went for Doby, and Doby dropped him with a hard left hook. He really went down. Now we're going to find out here whether they're going to leave these fellas stay in the game or not. Done anything yet. The four umpires are in a huddle between the plate and third base, trying to decide what should be done. And if any penalty is dealt out, who should get it? Who started it were Dittmar and Doby. Dittmar is back in the pitcher's circle. Doby is standing outside the batter's box. So neither one of them seem to think that they're going to be put out of the ballgame. Here they're going for each other again now. Billy Martin is going for Doby. This thing is starting all over again.
And the umpires better get the situation in hand and do something, meet out whatever penalties they feel are justified, and get this ball game back into a ball game rather than a brawl and a free-for-all. So as yet, we've seen no evidence that either Dittmar or Doby are out of the game. And that time, Billy Martin made a rush for Doby. Minoso is quieting him down. Rivera is talking with Whitey Ford and Bauer. But it would almost seem positive that somebody is going to draw a penalty for this fracas at Chicago, which is one of the best fights Chicago's had in years. Now we'll find out who's out of the game. Stengel coming out to talk with Wright. Lopez is out there telling the boys to get off the field. McDougal seems to be anxious to get up somebody. Billy Martin, I think, has been thrown out of the game by Rommel. Larry Doby is still standing at home plate. Get it as
decision as to who is out of the game. Billy Martin is being restrained by the second base umpire, Rice, and I think that Bravo pointed at Martin and threw him out of the game. So he should be out. Now Larry Knapp is explaining to Lopez who else is going to be out of this affair. Dittmar is still on the mound throwing, and let's see what's going to happen. There goes Billy Martin. He's out for sure. Billy Martin has been put out of the game. That's one that's gone. Now let's see who else is out. But the White Sox are doing quite a bit of arguing over here. Walt Gruppo is he's storming at the plate umpire, so maybe he's going to be put out for that part of the fight that he was in the game. But as yet, the only player definitely thrown out is Billy Martin. And the way it looks now, the guys that started it all are going to stay in the game. Don, this was a pretty good ball while it lasted.
Well, I think the one thing about Ron Lopez is for making a batting down there is taking into consideration the gestures he has made. It means that if Dobie were taken out, then the pitcher Dittmar would be taken out. And that seemed to be what he was indicating to the umpire. And as you say, apparently they're going to be untouched. I noticed, too, that he was pointing to Scowen because they were indicating that Grupo might be thrown out. And he was saying, well, what about Scowen? Because he was on top of the pile, too, and Grupo got a pretty good cut out of it. I noticed, in looking through the field glasses, that up on his forehead, the right side of his forehead, he seems to have a pretty healthy cut. Well, I don't know what their reasoning is, but I would think that they would start with the two basic offenders, and if anything, cause both Dittmar and Dobie out of the ball. But they're evidently not going to do that. And here is Lieutenant John Sullivan escorting Billy Martin off the field.
Been put out of the game because he is the honor. contact hitter, and he's still out there carrying a couple of bats around, and doesn't look as though he has any intention of going off the field. Philly playing first. Dave Philly is playing first. Hatfield is playing third. And Phillips has gone into center field. So here's the lineup now. Minoso in left field. Phillips in center field. Rivera in right field. Hatfield at third. Louis at short. Box at second. Philly at first.
30 minutes delay.
Here's the Yogi man. No score as we start the second inning of the ball game. First pitch to Yogi, a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Should be easy for Phillips going to his right. He's got it. That'll bring up Terry. In at third base in place of Billy Martin. The Yankees have no runs, three hits. The White Sox, no runs. Now to wind up, and the first pitch to carry, Spike gets called right across the knee. Left-hander Billy Pierce. After his 11th win, he's 1-1 with the Yankees this year. And a butt up the scissory right of the mound. The third baseman makes a fine play on that ball. Out at first. A great pickup by Philly. Hatfield made an impossible play on that ball, but he did it. And then threw the ball into the dirt. And Dave Philly made a great pickup of it for the out. That was a wonderful play. That's going to bring up Elston Hart. Now let's get in a station break. This is the WCSL Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCSL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Howard swings, and there's a base hit to right field. Howard hit an outside pitch on the line into right field for the Yankees hit number four. That's going to bring up the pitcher, Art Skidmore. Dittmar coming out. Dittmar, number 28, is walking up to the plate to face Billy Pierce. With Howard over on first base and two outs. Here comes the first pitch to him. Close, is fouled off strike one. Billy gets a new baseball from the plate umpire, Larry Knapp. He's set again. Here's the pitch, and a curve, a high curve in close, and a ball is 1-1. No score in the second inning at Chicago. Third game, a rubber game, and a big game. Billy Pierce and Dittmar, the pitchers. And here's the next one to Dittmar. He's swinging a foul. It's out of play. To the right. Dropped into the box seats past first base. And a ball one and a strike two count. Again, Pierce picks up the rosin bag and dries his hands a bit. Gets set. The pitch to Dittmar, a swing and a high short fly ball into right field. Easy for Rivera. He's under the ball. He's got it. Oh, yeah. In that inning, no run, one hit, and one man left on the base. And the score stands at the end of the first half of the second. The Yankees, no runs and four hits. The White Sox, no runs and one hit. Fans, we're going into the last half of the second inning in Chicago, and we sure hope you're enjoying all the excitement wherever you are. Florida, Tennessee, down there in
Georgia, in the good old state of Kentucky, or up here in the Middle West. But the White Sox story goes into all those different spots in our country. Again, Pierce picks up the rosin bag and dries his hands a bit. Get set. Here's the pitch to Dittmar. A swing and a high short fly ball into right field. Easy for Rivera. He's under the ball. He's got it. In that inning, no runs, one hit, and one man left on the base. And the score fans at the end of the first half of the second, the Yankees no runs and four hits. The White Sox no runs and one hit. Well, fans, we're going into the last half of the second inning at Chicago. We sure hope you're enjoying all the excitement wherever you are. Florida, Tennessee, down there in Georgia, in the good old state of Kentucky, or up here in the Middle West. But the White Sox story goes into all those different spots in our country every time that the White Sox play ball. Here's Hatfield. He'll be followed by Rivera. And then by the shortstop, Lewis Aparicio. The first pitch to him, a bunt. The second baseman fast for the ball, fires the first. He is safe. Beat it out for a hit. There was a surprise bunt on which Richardson made a tremendous play. Boy, I can see why they howl about this guy as a infielder. The ball was bunted fairly hard on the first base side of the mound. It got by the pitcher. Richardson raced in, made a scoop pick up at 12, but Hatfield beat it out. Here's Jungle, who's starting to get hot at the plate. Now somebody else has been thrown out. Whitey Ford. Here's Whitey Ford out arguing with umpire John Stevens. And it looks like he yelled something about that decision at first base. And he's been put out of the game. And he and the umpire are going to it over at first base. Everything is happening here today. Well, we won't start to worry until there's only nine left. There goes Whitey Ford, one of the American League's great young pitchers, who's been bothered with a sore shoulder. He's walking toward the Sox dugout, and he has been chased out of the game. Pitch to Rivera is a ball. It's low and outside, ball one. And a nice curve strike around the knee. Rivera's batting 252. He's had five runs batted in, and he's hit two home runs. And last night he really hit one. Man, did he kiss one. Here's the next pitch, and a swing and a long drive. It's near the line. It's a fair ball, a home run. The wire on the pole in right field. It is really hot, and the Sox lead 2-0. A White Owl wallop and a box of White Owl cigars. Listen to the noise. Rivera's homer was a line drive that hit the wire on the foul pole. The wire is on the fair side of the pole. It hit on the wire and fell back down, and that is a home run, and two runs are in. Here's a strike on Louis, strike one. The White Sox, that is their third hit in the game, and Louis takes a curve, strike two. That's Rivera's third homer, and his seventh run batted in. Dittmar again leaning way forward. Here comes
comes the pitch to Little Louie, and a swing and a foul. It's out of play, back at first base. Boy fans, you should have seen that homer. That was right up on that screen on the foul pole, and a home run. His second homer in the series. Again, the windup and the pitch to Little Louie. A ball, a little bit low. So Billy Pierce has been given a two-run lead here on Rivera's homer, following a single by Buddy Hatfield. Again, the pitch to Louie. Strike three with the bottom of the ball. There's Billy Pierce coming out. Around, Andy Carey at third, McDougal at short, Richardson at second, Stowron at first, Bauer in right, Mantle in center, Yogi Berra in left. Here's Billy Pierce walking up to the plate. One out and two runs are in. And a fastball that dropped a little bit too low. And in close, ball one. What a day. What excitement at Chicago today. The next pitch to Billy is swing and a miss. One and one. Art Dittmar. Big right-hander in the pitching. And a swing and a miss. Excellent. Well, let's see how many home run balls he has served up. That is number five off the delivery of Dittmar. Here comes the pitch to Billy. It's low for a ball, two and two. The umpires are Larry Knapp, John Stevens, Rice, and Rommel. They really had a time here today. Billy, number 19 in the batter's box. Here comes the pitch and a high short fly ball in the left field. Finally, Yogi's going to get a put out. He's got it. Moving on. Yogi Berra caught that ball in left field. Now the plate umpire is cleaning the plate. And here is the leadoff batter, Bubba Phillips. The Dodgers just tied Milwaukee. 4-4. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are tied 2-2. The Boston-Cleveland game is still delayed by rain. Boston leading 4-1. Here's the pitch to Phillips. Strike call right at the knee. Nobody on, two out, but there are two runs in. And the pitch to Phillips, a swing and a high fly ball into left field. Another chance for the Yogi man. He's got it. And it retires the side. In that inning, there were two runs and two hits, and no one left on the base. The total, the White Sox, two runs, three hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, four hits, and no errors. Here is Gil McDougal leading off in the third inning of this ball game. Correction, Richardson leading off. I was looking at Gil. He's in the on-deck circle. And the first pitch to Richardson is a little bit too low for a ball. This is only the third inning. We had a rain delay and a fight delay. Is arguing with the plate umpire about that call. And here is Lopez coming up to the plate. Here's a telegram I'd like to answer. It says, you said McDougal hit into a double play in the first inning, whereas he struck out. That's not a double play. Please explain. I said that there was a double play on that strikeout. And any time on one play, there are two men retired. That is a double play. You could even get a triple play on a strikeout. The batter scored is a double play. When the batter strikes out, the runner going down is double. It all happens on the same play. That's scored as a double play. talking with the plate umpire. Lopez has gone back to the White Sox dugout now, and we still have the leadoff batter up in there, Richardson, who singled the first time up. Wind up and the pitch to him, strike call. What a day. Hatfield at third, Louis at short, Fox at second, Philly at first, remember. And the pitch to him, a swing and a smash, a fair ball down the left field line. Manoso is chasing it into the corner. It's going to be a double for Bobby, his second hit in a row. That's a two-base hit, and that is hit number five for the Yankees. That's going to bring up Gil McDougal. Second. Nobody out. And Gil McDougal, who hit into a... He struck out, and there was a double play on it. Here's a ground ball that's foul along the third baseline. One strike. Richardson out on second. Little guy in his first full year in the majors is hitting well. He has a 318 batting average going into the game.
Somebody got the trouble can't throw it.
First getting a sign again. The next pitch to McDougal, a swing and a hard smash, a fair ball. Past third. That also is going down in the corner. And that's another double. And Richardson scores to make the score 2-1. Hit number six. That is the first run scored off Billy Pierce after five consecutive scoreless innings. Scored on a pair of doubles. That is his 25th run by the day. Here's Mickey Mantle, who singled the first time up. And a swing and a foul off to the right. Now the White Sox have two runs, three hits, and no errors. The Yankees have one run, six hits, and no errors. On the double play, credits participation in the double play or triple play to each fielder who earns a putout or an assist when two or three players are put out between the time a pitcher is delivered and the time the ball next becomes dead or is next in possession of the pitcher in pitching position, unless an error intervenes between putouts. That explains why on a strikeout and a man going down, that is scored as a double play. Ball two and strike one for Mantle. And it's ball three in very close at the knee. Ball three and a strike one count on Mickey Mantle. Bill Scowen, the on-deck hitter, is talking with the Yankee manager, Casey Stengel. Now he's coming out of the dugout. Here's a curve and a swing and a miss. Boy, he threw a beauty that time. Lenny Hatfield, who is playing third for the White Sox, never had a chance on those two doubles. Richardson's double, McDougal's double. They were hit like shots between he and the bag. We've got a ball three and a strike two count on Mickey Mantle and a swing and a ground ball to third. Hatfield up with that ball, fires to first, and it's out. One away. Nice play by Hatfield, and they held McDougal at second. Detroit is Baltimore nothing and Detroit nothing at the end of three. Mike, right at the mate. Billy working carefully out there. In the Baltimore Tiger game, it's Moore and Poitras. Here's a swing and a smash on the ground that the shortstop grabs, made a fine pickup of that ball, fires at the first base, and mooses out, and on the play, McDougal goes to third. He tried to get that ball before it hit the ground, but he couldn't. But if he had grabbed it before it hit the ground, he would have had a cinch double play. Here's Hank Bauer. Boston-Cleveland game, it's Brewer and Wynn, two right-handers. Hank Bauer, with a teammate over on third, and a fastball dropped a little bit low aboard. The Washington-Kansas City game will be played tonight. Are leading 2-1 in the third inning of this ball game, and a swing and a ground ball. Shortstop makes a great stop to throw wide at first. Great stop by Aparicio, and the tying run was left on the base. Boy, was that a stop. Way to his left. In that inning, one run, two hits, and one man left on the base. So, fans, the score at the end of the first half of the third inning, White Sox two runs, three hits, no errors. Yankees one run, six hits, and no errors. Fans, we're going into the last half of the third inning of this ball game in Chicago with Nellie Fox stepping in. He walked the first time up. Close game, 2-1, Sox lead, and a ball a little bit too low. Remember, a night game with Washington tomorrow night, a single game on Saturday, and a big Sunday doubleheader. You can't beat baseball, the biggest dollar's worth in the country. Max pitched a little box and a strike right at the knee. Nobody on and nobody out. Well, he walked the first time up. Going into the game with a .352 batting average. And a swing and a ground ball. Nice stop by the second baseman, the pitcher covering first, and it's out. One away. Good, real big league play. Dittmar can really move. He was alert on that play and got over there. Here is Minoso, who beat out an infield hit the first time up. The first pitch to him, swing, and a miss, strike one. One strike. Going into today's activity, the Sox lead the Yankees by five, Cleveland by six and a half, ball is low, the Tigers by seven, Boston by 9, Baltimore by 11, Kansas City by 12.5, and Washington by 17. That's the complete rundown on the American League team. There's a long foul, out of play. Again, the plate umpire throws a new baseball out to the pitcher, and we're getting a light drizzle again. Dark storm clouds, rain clouds overhead. Ball one and a strike, two count, and a swing and a ground ball to put him up with it. It's an error for McDougal. McDougal went to his left for Minoso's ground ball and couldn't come up with it, and it scored as an error. Now here's the catcher, Sherman Wallace. The Boston-Cleveland game has been resumed. It's Boston 4, Cleveland 1 at the end of 3. Waller takes a strike. It's right across the knee. Here's the White Sox, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. This has really been a wild one. Dittmar shakes off a couple of signs. Now he's set again. And a high fly ball into right center field. Mantle getting over, should get it. He's got that ball for the out. That's going to bring up the first baseman, Dave Philly. The White Sox went out ahead in the second inning when Hatfield singled and Rivera lined a home run, a shot, off the foul pole in right field. Here's Philly, switch hitter, batting left-handed. And also on first, he's running. Here's a swing and a tap to Bobby Richardson. Up with it to fake the first, out, and it retires the sun. In that inning, no runs, no hits, an error, and one man left on the base. So, fans, the score at the end of 3 full innings, the White Sox, 2 runs, 3 hits, no error. The Yankees, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. Now, Nelson saying goodbye for a little while, and here's Don West.
Thank you, Bob. Here's Bell leading off for the Yankees. They're still having trouble down in the right field corner with the water that stands down there, and between innings, between half innings. They go out and sweep off some more of that water. Here's the delivery to Bob. Beauty by Harrison called strike. And it's nothing at one. Now a drive to center fielder Bubba Phillips as the Yankee leadoff man in the second. Billy Pitts has allowed 6 hits. The Yankees with 1 run and the Sox leading 2-1. Here's the delivery by Billy. Pass ball low and outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. So the White Sox have Philly at first, where Grupo was at the beginning of today's game. Fox in second, Aparicio at short. Hatfield at third in place of Phillips, because Phillips moved in to center field to replace Larry Doby. Next pitch, Doby is swing by Bear and a line drive. A base hit out of the right field, drops in front of Rivera in the water out there. Comes up with the ball and fires it into Fox. So that is hit number 7. As Bear lined one in the right field, off toward right center, and it dropped right in the water that has really soaked up that outfield. So that is the base hit. Leadoff man on for the New York Yankees. And coming up is third baseman Andy Carey. The White Sox suffered in that Donnybrook because they lost 2 frontline players in Doby and Grupo. On the other hand, that wasn't the case for the New York Yankees. They lost 1 starter in today's game, Billy Martin. And the other, Whitey Ford, who was sidelined, of course, and Enos Country Slaughter, who was a member of the Yankee bench. Here's what he said. Swing and a high fly ball, left center field. Papa Phillips is there, jocking over to his right, waits out of it, makes the catch. Here's the throw into Aparicio, and the base runner, Bella, moves on back to first. So the Yankees have 1 out. And coming up is the catcher, Elston Howard. Another right-handed batter. Well, that big wide stand for the employees. Vera standing on the bag and talking to Philly now leads the way. Strike taken by Pierce and the delivery to Howard. A strike call. Strike curve by Pierce. Strike one. Manasso is straightaway in left field. Bubba Phillips on the straightaway mark in center. And the same for Jim Rivera in right. And all 3 are set deep. Because this guy's got great power. Here's the next set swing, and a ball that he pops up out of the short left. Going out for an Aparicio, drops for a base hit. Bear on his way to third now. Here's the throw to second base by Manasso. And Bear goes sliding in safely at third. Papa Phillips slipped and fell out in left center field. A ball that was hit off the handle by Howard. He flips it out over Aparicio's head in short left center field, sending Bear around to third. And the Yankees with a threat here with runners at first and third and only 1 out. And coming out is the pitcher, Art Dittmar. The ejections in today's game, Billy Martin, Enos Slaughter, and Whitey Ford. And for the White Sox, Willie and Grupo. Let's get a station break right here.
This is the WCFL, Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. And all the fuss and fuming out here and the feuding started in the first inning where the White Sox is bat. Larry Doby was the batter. And on a wild pitch to Doby, with two men on, the pitcher came to the plate to cover, and the wild pitch actually was one that checked Doby. He went down in the dirt to escape it. And the pitcher, who is up there at the plate right now, Dittmar, came down to cover at the plate. And Doby and Dittmar exchanged some words, and Doby then flattened him with a punch. And immediately that brought out both the benches, and quite a fight developed from that point on. Here's a swing and a ground ball that Aparicio picks up, steps on the back at second, fires the first, double play, retires the foul. Dittmar wraps one to Aparicio, let him start the bag at second base. Willie stepped on the bag to get the first out on Howard. Relays to Philly at first to double on Dittmar, and that's all for the New York Yankees in the fourth. And in addition to the exchange of words between Doby and Dittmar, then Grupo and Enos Slaughter got into a separate fight. Boy, there was a real fight going on with both benches out. Even some of the White Sox and Yankee players came out of the bullpen, so Grupo and Slaughter were thrown out as a result of that little extra bit. And then Whitey Ford was knocked out of the game later for trying something from the bench to one of the umpires. So the net result here for the New York Yankees, no run. There were two base hits, no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of the first half of the fourth. The White Sox 2, and the New York Yankees 1. Well, thanks to the double play that Dittmar wrapped into, the tying run for the Yankees was left-handed. Here's Mastriel leading off. He fouled off the first pitch, and they next delivery to him. Instead, he takes outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Hatfield, in the second inning, was the leadoff man. He got a single, and then Rivera lined his homer down the right field line at the 352-foot mark and hit the screen on the power pole. There's the next pitch. Swing and a line drive to the base hit. It's got a tail. Coming up to the ball, there's Mickey Mantle out there, and Hatfield with his second hit. Well, the batter now will be Gentle Jim Rivera. And Jim, he really came to play against the Yankees. He may have had his troubles in the first game of the series, but boy, Jim Dandy rebounded last night, filled the ball all over the lot, and today with a home run, which has given the White Sox their 2-1 margin. Here's the pitch to Jim, and a foul pitch for strike one. The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Cincinnati Redlegs again this afternoon for the fourth straight time. The Pirates 3 and Cincinnati 2. Bobby Bregan must have one. Hatfield is up. The Yankee right-hander into the stretch. Hatfield leads it first. The first. Rivera swings the smash. It's picked up by Scarlett. Goes to second base. Double play. Scarlett stepped on the bag to get Rivera as he reached back with his left hand, grabbed that ball, stepped on the bag, fired through to the shortstop, Gil McDougal. And McDougal was waiting with the ball as Hatfield went sliding into second base. So it's a double play. Rivera hit one well down the first base side, but as Scarron started to make his move to the right, he reached back, grabbed the ball, went to the bag, made the foot out there on the batter, fired the second to retire the runner. Here's Aparicio on the pitch is low and outside for ball one. So that is the first Yankee double play of the afternoon. And the Yankees now with 60 twin killings to their credit. Aparicio struck out in the second. Sox have two out, nobody on. Wind up by Dittmar on the pitch. Lloyd takes low for ball two, and it's two balls and no strikes. 2-0 on Aparicio. Dittmar takes his time, looks, gets the sign from Howard. Wind up again on the pitch, and it's low and outside in the dirt. Ball three, 3-0. 3-0, the count on Little Lloyd. He's already turned in a couple of terrific plays. Big plays, key plays. Here's ball four, an outside pitch. Dittmar was nowhere near the strike zone on four deliveries to Aparicio. So Lurie gets on, and coming out is the pitcher, Billy Smith. Billy with a lifetime record against the Yankees of 14 victories,
and 24 defeats. Last season, he won two and lost two against New York, and this season, he is all even at one win and one loss. And Billy has seven hits to lead all of the White Sox pitchers, seven hits in 37 times at bat. Here's the pitch, strike call, waist high, inside edge of the plate. On a fastball by Dittmar, and a strike one. Billy Fizz has already worked in 100 innings before this game this afternoon. Standing on the bank at first is Aparicio, steps away now, and there's a delivery to first. Outside pitch to him for ball one. Outside and low, and it's one ball and one strike. One and one. This series has had all of the necessary ingredients to make it one of the most exciting of the year. Aparicio dives back to the bank at first as Dittmar turns and throws to Scallop. Gets up on his feet again. Steps one away from the bag. He may go. Here's the pitch. The swing. And a foul pitch by this. And it's one ball and two strikes. And that time, Elston Howard really got one. A foul tip off the bat of Pierce that really stung Howard. The Yankee trainer comes out to take a look at it. The pitcher, Art Dittmar, is down off the mound. And it may be that Howard will be taken out of the game. It appears to be a dislocation because he is in quite a bit of pain, and the Yankee trainer is trying to straighten that finger. And we will have a new catcher coming in. Just been made by Eddie Short that President Will Harris of the American League will meet with both managers right after this game in the White Sox offices here at Comiskey Park. There will be no statement made until tomorrow concerning the incident that we had out here today. Elston Howard has gone over to the Yankee dugout, and we will have a new catcher coming in now for the New York Yankees. At least he was called in from the bullpen. Will be coming in unless the Yankee trainer is able to do some hurry-up work on Howard's finger. And this will be Johnson, Darryl Johnson, who was called in from the Yankee bullpen. He is down in the dugout right now, and he is getting on the catching paraphernalia. There goes the chest protector. And in a moment, he'll get the shin guards out, and he'll be coming out behind the plate there. And that means that the Yankees have lost their fourth player of the afternoon. Three of them have been tossed out. Slaughter, Martin, and Whitey Ford. And Elston Howard goes out of the game now because of a foul tip by Billy Fizz. The way Fizz went back to the catcher immediately, he realized what had happened. And it was apparently a finger dislocation. Here comes Darryl Johnson up and out of the Yankee dugout now with a mask on. He's coming out behind the plate. As the Yankee trainer, as we look down into the New York dugout, is still working on the hand of Elston Howard. Well, that's a tough business behind the plate. You have to admire every man who dons the mask and the chest protector and the shin guards and gets back there, because it is no place for the weak-hearted, that's for sure. It is a rough phase of this game of baseball, but it can be a very rewarding part of it. And some of the top salaries in the Major Leagues are earned by waiting receivers. So Billy Pierce is in there in the batter's box, and Johnson is behind the plate. Here's the batsman on him. Has a 1-2 count. The pitch. Billy swings, taps one over the pitcher's head. In for it is McDougal. The play will be the first. Pierce goes out, and that retires the side. Billy Ferris tap went up over the pitcher's head. McDougal came up on the infield grass, picked off that ball, threw to Scowen, and got third. So the White Sox in the last half of the fourth with no runs, one hit, leadoff single by Hatfield, no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of four full innings of play. The White Sox 2 and the New York Yankees 1. Running down again. Picking up a little bit more now. And as a result, there's quite a flurry of excitement here among the spectators as the umbrellas suddenly pop out. Everybody gets raincoats on again. Here's the leadoff man for the Yankees. It's Bobby Richardson, the second baseman. First pitch is a strike. Richardson is 2 for 2. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss. Looks like 2. That is nothing. Richardson got a single on first in the first inning. And he doubled down the third base side in the third. Got it just inside the line and shot it right past Hatfield. And McDougal duplicated that just a few seconds later. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a line drive out of the center field. Bubba Phillips. Out there, slips and falls to the water. The ball is over his head, going out to the top end barrier. Here's the throw in. The runner on his way to third. The ball is not in time. He is out of third. The runner's kicked about. How about that? Well, out the left-handed hippopotamus.
Staley works in the White Sox bullpen.
Here's the next pitch by Ferris. Battle takes low and inside, gets away from Lawler, but he keeps it out in front of him. And as a result, McDougal is unable to advance. That ball went down in the dirt on a low inside pitch to Battle. It bounced off Lawler's shin guard. And fortunately, in blocking it just right, he kept it out in front of the plate so that he had his eye on the ball and the base runner at the same time. So McDougal stays at second base. Richardson led off with a triple. Over slid the bag at third, was tagged out by Hatfield. Otherwise, the Yankees would have had this game tied up now with McDougal's two base hit to left center. Pitch to Battle. Here's the swing. Long shot out of the left field. The ball is off the wall. Here's the left coming in to score. Phillips makes the pickup. Fires to second base. And Battle is in safely at second base. The game is tied. The Yankees two and the White Sox two. As Battle hit a long shot off the wall out in left field. Over Monoso's head. That ball then to rebound from the wall as it travels so quickly out of the left field. Low line drive. Phillips made the pickup. Fired the ball to Fox, but Connell got in safely at second base, and that is the third straight extra base hit off this here in the fifth inning. Game is tied. The Yankees now with 11 hits off this. That brings up Bill Scarlett. Time is called. Manager Al Lopez is coming out, and it may be that right now Al has decided that that will be all for Pitts. See if he makes any sign as he goes out to the mound. He hasn't as yet. This is a tough chore for a manager, especially when you have a fellow like this. He takes the ball from Billy Pierce, and Billy is getting out of the game. Jerry Staley has been working in the bullpen for the White Sox. The fact that Billy was after his eighth straight win and his seventh consecutive complete game. And that's what really makes it a tough thing for a manager to have to do. But the Yankees, swinging from the heels here, have amassed 11 hits. And of the 11, three have been solid drives off Pierce here in the fifth inning. And save for the fact that Richardson was nailed over sliding the bag at third after his triple, the Yankees will be leading here 3-2 as it is. The game is tied at two runs apiece. Here's Jerry Staley, starting the long walk from the bullpen out in center field. And in just a moment, you'll hear a terrific hand for a terrific young guy, Billy Pierce. Here it is. Fox and Aparicio have been talking to him during this delay now. facing right-hander Jerry Staley. The outfield, now Bubba Phillips, shifts over toward left center field, but also is straight away at left and deep. Here's the start of the motion by Staley. Handle leads the second, half a pitch. No ball, a swing and a smash and a base hit. Out of the left field, the run will score. Here comes Mantle riding it there. Down the line he comes, and the Yankees go out in front, 3-2. Bonasso's throw goes to Fox, and Scallon hurries back to the back at first. So Scallon, on the first pitch by Jerry Staley, hits one in the hole between Hatfield and Aparicio. And the Yankees break the lead, 3-2. That is the fourth straight New York hit. One out. The batter, Hank Bauer. 3-2 ball game. The Yankees with a dozen hits. Aparicio changes his position in the infield. Moves closer over toward third. Set by Stanley. Now Bubba Phillips shifts over toward left center field. Bonasso is straight away at left and deep. Here's the start of the motion by Staley. Mantle leads the second, half the pitch. Snowball, a swing and a smash to a base hit. Out of the left field, the run will score. Here comes Mantle riding it there. Down the line he comes, and the Yankees go out in front, 3-2. Bonasso's throw goes to Fox, and Scallon hurries back to the back at first. So Scallon, on the first pitch by Jerry Staley, hits one in the hole between Hatfield and Aparicio. And the Yankees break the lead, 3-2. That is the fourth straight New York hit. Hank Bauer. 3-2 ball game. The Yankees with a dozen hits. Aparicio changes his position to the infield. Moves closer over toward third. Stretch by Staley, but looks toward first down the pitch. Bauer takes the strike. So that run, with Mantle scoring, is starts the pitch. Means that Philly is charged with three runs and 11 of the 12 Yankee hits. Scallon on at first, one out, Bauer batting. Here's the next delivery by Staley. He held up on his swing on an inside pitch, dropped out of the middle of Lawler to the left of the plate, but Lawler received it hurriedly. And it's one ball and one strike. One and one. For the big gap out there in right center field. Tremendous hole between Rivera and Phillips. The pitch low and outside. Got away from Lawler again, rolled to the right side of the plate. The Sturm had it again out in front of him, so he picked it up easily, and it's now two balls and a strike. 2-1. The odd deck man is the left fielder, Yogi Berra. So this is the neat section of the batting order right here. Here's where 2-1. Delivery down by Jerry Staley. Curve to swing and a ground foul off of the third base side. 2-2. Let's get into station break right here. This is the WCFL, Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Remember the White Sox Clubhouse show this evening at 6:45. 2-2, the count on Bauer. Scallon at first, one out. Two runs are in. And the pitch by Jerry Staley, way outside for ball three, and it's 3-2. So the ace of the White Sox pitching staff, Billy Pierce, went 4 1/3 innings today. Here's a throw to the first base, and Scallon gets back in plenty of time. 3-2 the count. Here's the delivery by Staley. A swing and a smash to the shortstop Aparicio. His play will have to be at first. The throw, and it's in time. As Bauer goes out, Scallon was going on the 3-2 delivery by Jerry Staley. So Louis, in moving to his right and going in the hole to grab that ball, had no play at second base. The play was the first, and he got his man. The Yankees with one out, run of a second. Step again is Yogi Berra. Now there are two outs. Taken by Scarlett, and Barra will be intentionally walked. First base is open. Two-out situation. First half of the fifth. Here's ball two out of bounds. An intentional walk for Yogi to load up that gap at first. A gap
again. The pitch by Bailey, ball three. Bailey goes through all the motions in proper sequence. Now steps away from the rubber, looks over toward second base where Scourin has taken rather a long lead. Here's ball four, and Yogi Berra is purposely passed. Joe Megan of the back of the arch council went to pay us a call this afternoon. And a reminder, too, that with no activity out here on the field right now, as Andy Kelly is scheduled to come out, but he will be lifted now in favor of a pinch batter, Joe Collins. The fourth annual softball game between the aldermen of the city council and the back of the arch council will be played out of the lights at 8:30 next Thursday night, June 20th. At the council's recreation field at 47th and South Haven. I've had a chance to play out there for the last 2 years, and this is sort of upsetting because we're going to be on the road now and won't be able to participate in this game, but I have always thoroughly enjoyed it. We won last year. Mayor Daly, John Rigney, Jack Kaminsky, and Jack Mabley are expected to play out there. They always have a fine turnout for it. That will be Thursday night, June 20th. Here's Collins coming up to bat for Kerry on the pitch to Collins. Right call. Close up by Staley, but he set in right at the letters, and it's nothing and one. The Yankees have runners at first and second now with two outs. Scourin at second, and Yogi Berra on at first. More activity in the bullpen, and this time it's Dixie Howell who's warming up. The next pitch. The swing and a line drive out of the center field as the base hit. Run is scoring as Scourin comes around third and comes in to score. Phillips fires the ball to second base. And the Yankees increase their lead now to 4-2. Joe Collins just lined one. Right out over second base. Into center field for the base hit that brings home Scourin. Mira held up at second base. Collins was on at first. And the batter is Elston Howard. Not Elston Howard, but the catcher now. Dal Johnson. Here's a swing and a ground ball that the third baseman Hatfield goes for. Throws to Fox. Forced out to second base just in time. On a very tight play to retire the side. The Yankees batted eight men in the fifth inning. And Hatfield came up with that slow tap off the bat of the catcher, Dell Johnson, to get the fourth out at second base on Joe Collins and retire the side. The Yankees had a total of three runs on five hits. Three runs on five hits, no White Sox errors, and New York with a total of two men left. The score at the end of the first half of the fifth inning. The New York Yankees 4 and the Chicago White Sox 2. Leading off for the White Sox. First pitch is high and inside to him for ball one. This is the last half of the fifth. And the White Sox need a pair of runs. The pitch to Phillips takes the strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Bubba is nothing for two. He struck out of the first inning and flied to left to retire the side in the second. On the mound is Dittmar, and the pitch. Here's a swing and a miss for strike two. Gary Coleman is now playing the third for the Yankees. He is the third baseman to be used there. Martin was thrown out of the game. Andy Carey was lifted for a pinch batter. And Coleman is there now. Wind up, and the next delivery, and Phillips swing, slaps one of the shortstop. McDougal has it off a high hop, throws to first. Phillips goes out to catch the first. So the White Sox in the first half one away. That will bring up second baseman Nelson Fox. Is nothing for one today. Walked in the first inning and grounded out in the third as Richardson made a great play on his ground ball. Here's the delivery to Fox. Strike call. Fastball. Dittmar has allowed only four hits. Single by Minoso in the first. Single by Hatfield and a home run by Rivera in the second inning. And a
single by Hatfield in the fourth. Here's the next delivery to Fox. Fastball down too low. Check the swing. And it's one ball and one strike. So we had quite a first inning flare-up. A fight that broke out between the Yankees and the White Sox and resulted in four players being tossed out right then and there. Here's the next pitch. Fox swings down to the second baseman. Richardson has it, throws to first. Fox goes out second to first. And the White Sox very quickly in the fifth inning have two outs. Here's Minoso. That ground ball hit by Fox was a ball that took off on high hop right at the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. So the play didn't trouble him a bit. Minoso batting. The Yankees are leading 4-2 in the home half of the fifth. The pitch to Minnie, swing and a miss for Ted White. Minnie has one hit and two times the bat. Single in the first. Got on an error in the third. Shot of the motion by Dittmar in the fifth. Then he swings, passes one back to the middle. Richardson, a great backhand stab. Three to first. He's got his brilliant play. A pass by Minoso right through the middle. Richardson went way over on the edge of the outfield grass. Back of second. Backhand stab of that ball. Jumped in the air, spun around in midair, fired the ball to Scourin, and Minoso goes out. One of the greatest players we've seen in this series. And that retires the side. Three up and three down go the White Sox in the fifth inning. And with nothing across, the score at the end of five, the New York Yankees 4 and the White Sox 2. Going into the sixth inning, Yankees lead 4-2. And once again, here's Bob Oakley.
Thank you, Don. Dittmar just took a tremendous swing at a slow curveball and missed. Now he swung at a sidearm curve that had a little speed on it, missed that too. We were just saying over in the press box, this has been a terrific series, just a tremendous series of three games. Here comes the pitch to him again, and a swing and a foul across to the right. The Yankees have 4 runs, 13 hits, and 1 error. The White Sox have 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Again, the windup and the pitch, a swing and a tap along the third baseline. Staley's ball, take the first, and he's out, one away. Don probably announced that there's going to be a meeting in Mr. Comiskey's office after the game between the manager, Casey Stengel, the manager, Al Lopez, the four umpires, and the president of the American League, Mr. Will Hurt. About that brawl out here today, there'll be no announcement made today of any further action taken, but there will be an announcement made tomorrow from the league office. Mr. Harris, the league president, saw this affair here today, so he's got first-hand information. Strike one on Richardson, and a little bit too low to Bob, makes it 1-1. Thomas, one of the greatest infielders to come into the league in a long time. He can really make plays. Here's a tap along the third baseline. It's foul. 1-2. Ted Williams has hit 2 homers in the game at Cleveland, and the Red Sox have flattened early wins. Baltimore and Detroit are nothing and nothing at the end of 5. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati. The Giants beat the Cubs again, and Milwaukee beat Brooklyn. So there you have all the dope on all of the other games. Here we have a 1-2 count on Richardson, and a swing and a pop-pop. Play on the ball to the left of the plate. Lawler getting over. He's got it for the out. That's going to bring up the shortstop, Gil McDougal. McDougal has been up front. He hit into a double play, or he struck out in the first inning, and it was turned into a double play. He doubled in the third, and he doubled in the fifth. He's facing Jerry Staley with 2 out in the sixth inning, and a spike sidearm of beauty. Playing very close to the foul line. to him and swing and a ground ball right down the foul line. It's just outside the bag, and it's strike two. The Washington series, a four-game series, gets underway tomorrow night with a night game. Washington Saturday, and a big Sunday doubleheader. Again, the windup in the pitch. A swing and a ground ball to the mound. Nice stop by Staley. Right to first. He's out. Retiring. In that inning, it's three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. And the score at the end of the first half of the sixth inning is still the Yankees 4 runs and 13 hits, the White Sox 2 runs and 4 hits. Here's Lawler. The first pitch from Dittmar, a swing at a high curve and a foul tip, strike one. Lawler's been up twice. He's flied out twice to center field. Field is playing him around a little bit to the left. Ken Dittmar leans forward on his right foot and a swing and a hard hit foul ball past third. Just missed the bag by about an inch. Boy, there was a sure double if he'd had it straightened up. Been tossed out to the mound, and Lawler is getting back in the batter's box. Nobody on and nobody off. Now the pitcher takes so much time that Lawler gets tired of waiting and steps out of the batter's box. Comes the pitch to him, a swing and another fly ball to deep center. Mantle back, he's got that ball to the out. That's going to bring up the first baseman, Philly. Philly struck out in the first inning and bounced out in the third inning. In the batter's box with the outfield pulled around to the right and a strike right at the knee. Coleman playing third, McDougal at short, Richardson at second, and Scowron at first. Dave Philly, a switch hitter batting left-handed, takes a ball in the dirt, 1-1. The Sox scored first, getting two runs in the second. The Yankees picked up one in the third, and then three in the fifth. Here's the pitch to Philly. It's a slow ball and a beauty right across the knee. Strike two. Dave Philly walks away from the plate, gets a little dirt on his hand, steps up in there again. The outfield is playing him around a little bit to the right, with the right fielder playing very deep. One and two count on Philly, and a swing and a foul on the ground. Well, fans plan to come out this weekend and see the series with Washington. They're all big and important ball games. This will be your last chance to see the White Sox for a couple of weeks, because the team goes on the road on Monday and will be gone for a little over 2 weeks. One and two count to Philly. Slow ball. It's low inside. Ball two. Ball two and strike two. Dittmar looking down at the catcher, Darryl Johnson. Wind up in the next pitch. A swing and a base hit. Right set into left field. Dave Philly crossed the Yankees up that time. They were expecting him to pull the ball to right field. And instead of that, he shot the ball between short and third into left field for a hit. Here's Hatfield, who's at 2-for-2. Freddie Hatfield stepping in. With a teammate at first base, and a swing at a high curve and a miss. Strike one. Now the Yankees are starting a pitcher throwing in the bullpen in center field. Tommy Byrne, a left-hander. Hatfield cuts and fouls the ball back on the screen. Strike two. Hatfield got into the game when after the brawl early in the game, Groppo and Dolby were safe. For the Yankees, Slaughter and Billy Martin were safe. And then later, Whitey Ford was safe. Hatfield swings and misses, striking out a fastball high, strike three. Here's Rivera. Rivera's been a real big gun in the series for the White Sox. He had a single, a double, and a homer last night. And the first time up today with Hatfield on first, lined a home run off the foul pole in right field. So here's Jim in the batter's box. And the first pitch to him, a swing and a ground foul along the first baseline. One strike. In the American League, it's Boston 8, Cleveland 1 at the end of 7. Baltimore nothing, Detroit nothing at the end of 5. It's the Yankees 4 and the White Sox 2 in the last of the sixth inning. And a ball a little bit too low. Ball one and strike one. Dittmar, a tall right-hander, takes his cap off, wipes his forehead with his sleeve, gets that again. Base runner at first, he's watching him. Here's the pitch and a swing and a foul back on the screen. The plate umpire is getting a new supply of baseball. Somebody wires in from Elmhurst to explain the infield fly rule. Well, I imagine that there are new fans listening all the time to ball games, and we'll explain it when we get a chance. Here's a swing and a miss. Rivera struck out. That was a curveball between the waist and the letter, and he struck out. In the inning, no runs, one hit, and one man left on the base. He had the 6 full innings at Chicago. It's the Yankees 4 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. White Sox 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. We're going into the top of the seventh inning. Mickey Mantle will lead off. He'll be followed by Scourin, and then by the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Mantle has been up 3 times. He has a single and a double. Now Jerry Staley gets ready, and the first pitch to him, very close and high above. Ball one. The Tigers have taken a 2-run lead over Baltimore at Detroit. Staley is winding up again in the pitch to Mantle. Boy, that one was really close. Ball two. Two and nothing now for Mickey Mantle. Here comes the pitch. It's low in close for ball three. Nobody on and nobody out. Staley getting a sign again from Lawler. And a strike right across the way. Yeah. That is the third time, the fourth time that Mantle has reached today. And it's going to bring up Cowan, who has two hits and three times up. And the last time, a run. That it is. The first pitch to him, a ground foul, last third, bunting. Sox have a right-hander Howell throwing in the bullpen in left field. The Yankees had Burns throwing for a while, but he's gone back to sit down again. Here's Mickey Mantle on first base. And Scholar takes in very close to the knee above. One of one. With Matt Field guarding the foul line. Minoso very deep in left field. And they throw to first base. Mantle back on the bag in plenty of time. Dave Philly, remember, is playing first. Bubba Phillips is playing center field. And again, a throw to first, he's back in time. Here's Scallon getting tired of waiting and stepping out of the batter's box. Here comes the pitch to him, a swing and a miss, strike two. Scallon is right up there with Mantle in runs batted in. As Mantle now has 40 runs batted in, and Scallon has 37. Ball one, strike two count. Mantle running. Here's a drive into right center field. It's going to drop in. And Collins going to second base. Mantle goes to third. It's a double for Musco. Oh, he is really hot. Yankees have runners at second and third. With Hank Power coming up. Bauer struck out the first time, bounced out the second time, and bounced out the third time. Hank Bauer. The infield moving close. Hatfield, Aparicio, Fox, and Philly are playing them very close. The baseman in third is Mickey Mantle. Now Staley is getting the time. And Bauer swings and smashes one at Hatfield. Has play, safe, go to first. Out. Mantle was back safely at third. Hatfield tagged him and tried to get him, but it was safe. And he fired the ball across the infield to get Bauer one away. Nice play by Hatfield. He almost got two. Going to bring up Bauer. And Yogi is going to get an intentional pass. 4-1. Ball two, way outside. Sox infield is still in very close. Ball three, way outside. Now the one that's going to load him up. Ball four. With Yankee runners at second and third, is awarded a base on ball. And it's going to bring up the third baseman, Jerry Coleman. He is the third baseman that we've had today. See what his average is. He has 8 for 26 and a 308 average. Wind up in the pitch to Coleman. He's swinging a ground ball through the box. Louis steps on second out over to first out. Double play. Double play. Aparicio unassisted to first base. And it's a double play. In that inning, no runs, one hit, two walks, and two men were left on the base. So, fans, at the end of the first half of the seventh inning of this exciting ball game, It's the New York Yankees 4 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error. The White Sox 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors.
For the White Sox will be shortstop Louie Aparicio. Here we go on to the last half of the seventh. The crowd standing for the seventh inning stretch as little Louie steps into the batter's box, and a swing and a big hit, left field. Here was a ball hit sharply to the left of Jerry Coleman in the left field, and that is a base hit. And now we're going to get a pinch hitter. Ron Lordy is coming out to bat for the pitch. Here's Lordy coming out. Lordy's about due to give one a ride, too. He's at 2 for 15. Into the batter's box with a teammate on first base and nobody out. This is the last of the seven. Here comes the pitch to him. A swing and a ground ball to second. Over to second out. Over to first. Out. A double play. Ron Norby swept that ball hard on the ground, but right at Richardson. Whipped it over to McDougal. McDougal to Cowran, and it's a double play. That's going to bring up the leadoff man, Bubba Phillips. There's Phillips. He's been a priest. Started the game at third, and then was moved into the outfield, and a swing and a miss. He struck out in the first inning, flied out in the second inning, and bounced out in the fifth inning. And again, the pitcher Dittmar looks down at Darryl Johnson. Here's a swing at a fast curve and a miss. Back to. Well, it looks like we might be going to have an inning here in the home seventh, which is supposed to be the lucky inning. When Louie led off with a nice single to left field. Here's a swing and a line drive to Coleman, retiring the side. There was a line drive hit toward left field. Coleman went up into the air like a jack out of a box and caught it to retire the side. In that inning, no runs, one hit, and no one left on the base. Fans, at the end of seven at Chicago, it's the Yankees 4 runs, 14 hits. The White Sox, 2 runs, and 6 hits. For Howell, a right-hander, this will be his 12th appearance this year. He's 1-1 and lost 2. He's pitched 17 innings, given up 16 hits, 4 runs that were earned, 8 strikeouts, and 6 bases on ball. In answer to the wire about the infield fly rule, when there are runners on first and second, or first, second, and third, and less than 2 outs, a ball that is hit in the air and in the judgment of the umpire can be caught by an infielder, the batter is automatically out. This rule was put into baseball many years ago to protect the base runners so an infielder couldn't intentionally drop the ball and then the runners wouldn't know what to do. Here's the first batter for the Yankees, and it's the catcher Darryl Johnson, and he swings and fouls that ball on the ground. Jump strike. Darryl Johnson batting right-handed. And a fastball that's outside. This fella used to be the property of the White Sox at one time. Nobody on and nobody out in the eighth. Wind up in the pitch to him. A swing and a pop-up on the right side. Fox coming in. He's got it. One out.
next going to bring up the Yankee pitcher, Art Dittmar. Here's Dittmar coming out. He's been up three times, flied out the first time, and bounced out the next two times. The Yankees are leading 4-2 in the eighth inning. Getting a sign, and the first pitch to him, a swing, and a foul back, strike one. And a ball is wide. Johnson went into the game when Elston Howard, who was catching today, hurt his finger. And a ball one, strike one count, a swing and a miss for Dittmar. And it's 1-2. Yogi Berra, who had a mask break when a ball hit him on the mask and it fractured his nose, Stengel doesn't want to have him back at the plate just in case a jar from a batted ball on the mask would re-hurt him. Here comes the 1-2 count for Dittmar. Strike three, struck him out. The leadoff man, Bobby Richardson. He singled in the first inning, doubled in the third inning, came up with an extra base hit in the fifth inning, and fouled out in the sixth inning. The first pitcher in, they swing at a ground ball to short. Louis got it. There's the bag. He is out. Retires the cell. In that inning, three up and three down. No run, no hit, and no error. So, fans, at the end of the first half of the eighth inning, it's the Yankees 4 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error. The White Sox 2 runs, 6 hits, and no error. Fans, we're going into the last of the eighth inning. The attendance has just been announced. 23,401. And the series grew 112,548. I want to tell you this has been some series. As they replayed it, they'd probably get even a bigger attendance because these have been three terrific games. Fox hits a high foul off to the left, one side. Nellie Fox walked in the first inning, bounced out in the third inning, and bounced out in the fifth inning, and now takes the ball high to make it 1-1. Turned out to be a nice sunny day. After a very, very black and bleak morning, Nellie Fox with the number 2 in the back of his white uniform getting up in there again. He's leading off in the last of the eighth. And the pitch, a swing and a ground ball to third. McDougal fires to first. A nice play, because that ball hit between the third baseman and the shortstop was hit into the dirt with a very high bounce. And McDougal had to really grab that ball and hurry his throw because Fox is a fast man, and he was out by a step. That's going to bring up Pinocchio, who has 1-3. Wind up in the sixth inning, a little bit too low, and a ball. Ball one. Going into the game, Minoso, with a .285 batting average, had 36 runs batted in. He's home. Wind up again by Dittmar, and a swing and a foul on the ground. 1-1. The outfield is playing Minoso around to the left. There's activity in both bullpen. For the Yankees, Dittmar has gone all the way. And for the White Sox, we've seen three pitchers, Pierce, Staley, and Howell. Now the pitcher calls time, and he gets what looks like it's a knife out of his pocket. And he's cutting some of the heavy, dry mud off his... tomorrow. Well, the exciting deadline in baseball is approaching. As most of you know, the trading deadline is the 15th of June. So there may be some fireworks before the deadline. Here's a slow ball that's high and in close, a ball, 2-1. Oh, good strike one. Wind up then the pitcher and they swing and a foul back. And a new ball has been tossed out to the mound. Getting set again. One out and nobody on. It's the last of the eighth inning. And a swing and a pop up in the infield. Richardson is coming in. He's under the ball. He's got it for the out. Going to bring up the catcher, Sherman Lawler. Lawler's hit the ball hard every time today, but on each occasion has flied out the mantle in center field. In the American League, at the end of 7 innings, Detroit 2 and Baltimore 1. At the end of 8, it's Boston 8 and Cleveland 3. Here's Lawler. Wind up and the pitcher in, a swing and a foul on the ground. Strike one. Well, the Washington series will bring one of the American League's great hitters to Comiskey Park, Roy Seaver. A very dangerous guy. And Washington has been playing much better ball in the last couple of weeks. They've been plenty rough. Here's the slow ball. It's low and outside for a ball. 1-1. Nobody on and two out. And again, the motion, a swing at a slow curve and a miss. Pittsburgh knocked off Cincinnati again today. Those Pirates are really rolling again. Ball one and a strike two count on Lawler. Trying to get something started here in the eighth inning after two are out. Here's a swing and a foul pitch. Well, Billy Pierce, who's had a tremendous record, 10-2, went out after his eighth straight win today and his seventh consecutive complete game. But today, on rather a dark, humid day, Billy had trouble here with the Yankees. And a 1-2 count on Lawler is way low and outside for a ball. Billy will very probably start the Baltimore series at Baltimore. That will be Tuesday night. Here's a swing and a foul on the ground. Those Pirates are really rolling again. Ball one and a strike two count on Lawler. Trying to get something started here in the eighth inning after two are up. Here's a swing and a foul pitch. Well, Billy Pierce, who's had a tremendous record, 10-2, went out after his eighth straight win today and his seventh consecutive complete game. But today, on rather a dark, humid day, Billy had trouble here with the Yankees. And a 1-2 count on Lawler is way low and outside for a ball. Billy will very probably start the Baltimore series at Baltimore. That will be Tuesday night. Here's a swing and a foul on the ground. Larry Knapp is stepping around in front of the catcher to clean the plate again. Ball two and a strike two count on Lawler with the outfield playing him around a little bit to the left. Ball three, too low. that hitter is Dave Phillips. Philly has been up three times, and the last time got himself a nice base hit into left field. Here's the hit to Lawler, a swing and a long drive into left field. It may be gone. It's a home run. It's Jefferson. There was a long drive into left field, and a home run for Lawler. A White Owl wallop and a box of White Owl cigars. That's Lawler's sixth home run and his 31st run counted in. Boy, that was some drive. The only reason that I couldn't call it right away is because it was hit very high in the air. And sometimes you don't get really a good look at it when it goes very high. When it's a line drive, you can tell right away. But when it's a very high fly ball, you can't be quite sure just where it's going. Now here's Dave Philly. And a ball that's a little bit close. Ball one. Well, this is a very close game. Yankees are leading 4-3. Two out in the last of the eighth inning, and a ball. It's close again, ball two. Jerry Coleman goes over from third to say something to the pitcher, Dittmar. Here's the next pitch to Philly, a swing and a blooper to center field. It's going to drop in. Base hit. Dave Philly gets his second hit. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Buddy West. There was a blue pit in the center field that McDougal went racing for. Splashed the water all around out there in short center field. Couldn't reach that ball. And it's going to bring up Buddy Hatfield, who has 2-for-3. The first pitch to Freddie is a fastball. It's in close. A ball. Ball one. Well, the crowd has had a lot of excitement today. It's getting some more here in the last of the eighth inning. The next pitch to Hatfield is a fastball. It's low. A ball two. Have a left-hander and a right-hander throwing in the bullpen in center field. Coleman is again over at the mound, talking with Dittmar. Yankees with 4 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error. White Sox with 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Hatfield takes the ball. It's low. Ball three. Tommy Burns are the pitchers out there in the bullpen in center. Hatfield takes a strike right across the knee. One run is in on a homer by Lawler. The tying run is at first base. Two are out, and Hatfield is the batter. Philly's running. Swing and a ground ball to the first baseman. A nice stab. Runs to the bag and is out, retiring the side. Cowan made a nice stab at that ball. When it left the bat, it looked like it might be going to be a hit. And that stab retires the side. In that inning, one run, two hits, and one man left on the base. So, fans, at the end of 8 full innings in Chicago, it's the Yankees 4 runs, 13 hits, and 1 error. White Sox 3 runs, 8 hits, and no error. Ron Tetley. Jeff Williams just hit 100 homer at Cleveland. There's McDougal stepping into the batter's box. He'll be followed by Mickey Mantle and then Stowers.
Dixie Howell on the mound.
The Yankees are leading 4-3 as this ball game moves into the ninth inning. The first pitch to McDougal, a swing and a base hit into left field. Single into left field. Going to bring up Mickey Mantle. He singled in the first inning. He bounced out in the third inning. He doubled in the fifth inning. And he walked in the seventh inning. Mickey Mantle facing Howell and batting left-handed. The first pitch in very close and high for a ball. Ball one. First base, nobody out, ninth inning, the Yankees are leading 4-3, and what a battle, what a game, what a day this has been. Kenny has the sign, and a perfect strike right across the knee. The on-deck hitter is the first baseman, Bill Scowler. Base runner moving away at first base. Here's the swing and a double play ball to second. The second out over the first. Safe. No double play. Mantle hit a ground ball sharply at Fox. Fox got the ball to Louis for the force out at second. And the return throw just missed doubling Mantle, one of the fastest men in the big league, by a fraction of a cent. Going to bring up Scarron. With a Yankee base runner, Mickey Mantle at first base, Scarron is stepping into the batter's box. And a swing and a foul on the ground along the first base line. One strike. Ted Williams today at his second, three homers in one game. We had one of those here at Chicago, you remember, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And today at Cleveland, he again has hit three homers in one game. Pitch out, Mantle stayed at first. Dixie Howell. Keeping a watchful eye on Mickey Mantle. Scarron, a big right-hand hitter in the batter's box, and a ball that's off the corner at the knee, 2-1. Beyond that hitter is the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Here's a throw to first. Mantle has 18 homers. Williams now has 17 homers. And a little bit too low. Sinker, ball three. 3-1. Bill Scarron, hard-hitting first baseman of the New York Yankees. Chicago boy who went to Weber High School. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Mantle's going. Strike. Throw to second base. He is in there. The throw was high, and it's a stolen base. Ball three and strike two for Scott. The throw to Nelson Fox was a little bit too high, and Mantle got in there while Fox had got up and was coming down with the ball. Now the Yankees have a base runner at second with one out, a 3-2 count on Scarron. They're leading 4-3 in the ninth inning. And a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Louis got it, fires to first, and it's out at first. Billy made a nice pickup of a bad throw. that's going to bring up the Yankee right fielder, Hank Power. Power's been up four times, struck out in the first inning, bounced out in the third inning, bounced out in the fifth inning, and did the same in the seventh inning. So here's Power for the Yankees with two out and Mantle on second base in the ninth. The pitch to him, tight, right at the knee. The umpire takes a look at the ball, decides that it's okay, and throws it back to Howell. With a pretty good lead off second base. And Nelly Fox keeping him worried. Here's the pitch to Bauer, a swing and a foul pitch. Strike two. Hank Bauer, veteran right fielder of the New York Yankees, going into the game with a .269 batting average, 26 runs batted in, and 8 home runs. Howell gets the new ball and roughs it around in his hands a bit. Looks down at Schirmlaughter, again getting a side. And here comes the pitch to Bauer. It's in too close, above the knee for a ball. The Yankees with 4 runs, 15 hits, and 1 error. The White Sox with 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Here's Howell again getting inside, and a swing and a ground ball through the box. Really made a great stop to hold Mantle at third. It's a base hit. That'll bring up Yogi Berra. There was a base hit right through the box, and a great stop by Aparicio prevented Mantle from scoring. But there was no play on the batter at first. Now the Sox have a left-hander LaPalm throwing in the bullpen in center field, and I believe that they're going to call him in now to pitch to Yogi Berra. That's it. Well, while we're waiting, let's give them a station break right here. This is the WCFL Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Here's a hand for Howell, who is going out. LaPalm was coming in from center field, is making his 13th appearance of the year. He doesn't have a win, nor is he charged with a loss. He's pitched 13 in a fraction inning, given up 6 hits, 2 runs that were both earned, 7 strikeouts, 4 bases on ball, and his earned run average is 1.39. So LaPalm is on his way in from center field. Yankees have runners on first and on third. The batter to greet him will be Yogi Berra, and there's 2 away. Don, what have you heard on the pitching for the Washington series?
Outside of the opening game, anybody?
No, that's all, Bob. That's the only information that Eddie Short has given us so far.
They're looking over the standings in the American League, and of course, the way it was set up before with Detroit and Boston and Cleveland so tightly packed there, actually a game and a half separation between the three teams. And the Boston Red Sox today aided their cause by beating the Cleveland Indians. And the Detroit Tigers, they played another one of those tight games with that Baltimore outfit. Boy, a 2-1 ball game. So the Detroit Tigers aided their cause too and managed to stay away from Boston. And at the same time, this will enable Detroit now to go back into the number 3 spot in the American League standings as the Cleveland Indians lost today. In any event, regardless of the pitching rotation for this series coming up, such an important one, because this will be it now for the homestand, and the White Sox will have to be on the road for
couple of weeks or close to that mark.
I noticed they note on the ticker that Ted Lemon appeared in that Cleveland game today, so that means that the great right-hander who's been sidelined is about ready to go back to work. Their score will start working out. I believe it's July 15th they decided that is the date. And, of course, that's been quite a handicap to manager Kirby Farrell to have two great pitchers like Lemon and Score both out of the game. Well, they're ready to go. Yogi Berra stepping in. Berra has been up four times. Flied out the first time, singled the second time, walked the third time, and the fourth time. Mickey Mantle's on third base, Hank Bauer's on first base, and there's two away. And a swing and a foul on the ground. One strike. Now, the Palm would like very much to hold him in check because the Red Sox are trailing only by a run and want to get a shot here in the ninth inning and try to pull this ball game out of the fire. Yogi Berra playing in left field for the Yankees, and a ball that's in too close. Who, even though his batting average is 217, is plenty dangerous. One of the best hitters in the American League. And a swing and a foul on the ground. Along the first baseline, it's strike two. The Palm using that knuckleball on Yogi. Now, the Palm doesn't like the new ball that was thrown out there, and he's getting another one. Is back on Berra, showing up number 31 on the back of his white uniform. Mantle at third, Bauer at first, two off, ninth inning. The Yankees are leading 4-3 in the game. Here comes the pitch to Berra. He's swinging a ground ball to the mound, easy. Take the first, he's out. In that inning, no run, two hits, two men are left. Score fans at the end of the first half of the ninth inning. The Yankees 4 runs, 16 hits. The White Sox 3 runs and 8 hits. Fans, we have a new pitcher coming on the scene for the Yankees. It's Bob Grimm, who's making his 16th appearance of the year. He's hit 25 and 2/3 innings, given up 19 hits. Grimm has won 6 games and has lost 2. He's had 9 runs scored on him. They were all earned. 12 bases on balls, 19 strikeouts, and his earned run average is 3.11. Coming up to lead off for the White Sox against Grimm will be the right fielder, Jungle Jim Rodero. I think I'll get down to the IAC tomorrow and get in a steam bath for a couple of hours and try to blow this chest hole that I can't get rid of. Bob Grimm getting in his practice clothes, and the plate umpire Larry Knapp is standing off to the side of the plate watching him. See Rivera, Luis Aparicio, who has a hit and a walk, and then probably a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Bob Grimm, number 55 on the back of his gray uniform. Yankees pegging around the infield, Coleman at third, McDougal at short, Richardson at second, Shaolin at first. And here is Jim Rivera. Jim Rivera
in. Bob Grimm leans forward on his right foot. Here's the first pitch to him. It's very close, but it may be a ball. Nobody on and nobody out. Yankees are leading 4-3. Boy, what travel sees a bit. Wind up in the next pitch to him. A swing and a foul on the ground. That's the left, 1-1. Last night, the White Sox were winners over the Yankees, 7-6. They go back in front in the American League by 5 in full game. These have been three terrific games. Field is playing Rivera around to the right. Nobody on and nobody out. Again, the windup and the pitch to him. It's a fastball. It's a little bit high and outside. The ball makes it 2-1. Ball two and strike one. Grimm looks down at Darryl Johnson, again gets ready, and a perfect strike right across the knee for 2-2.
The Yankees lead by a run, but in the hits department, they've made 16 hits to 8 hits.
Ball two, strike two count on Rivera. Grimm taking a little bit of extra time. Now the motion. And strike three. Fastball right across the knee. Called out on strike. That's going to bring up the shortstop, Louis Aparicio. Here's little Louis. Struck out in the second inning. Walked in the fourth inning and slapped a fake hit into left field in the seventh inning. The first pitch to Louis is a little bit too close, right at the knee, ball one. Number 11 on the back of his white uniform. Come on, Louis, it's never too late. Next pitch to him, a strike on the outside corner, right above the knee. Well, the White Sox this weekend will entertain the Washington Senators. Roy Sievers, Eddie Yost, Runnels, all that gang will be here. Four games, a night game tomorrow, single game on Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. The pitch to Louis, a high, long foul that's going way down into the right field corner and out of play. And it's a ball one and a strike two count. And again, a new ball has been tossed out to the mound. The outfield is swung way around to the left. Little Louis. In the batter's box, trying to get something started here with one out of the ninth. The pitcher again leaning way forward. Here is a fastball that missed. It was a little bit too low. A little bit too low in the outside corner. And it's a ball two and a strike two count. There are rumors of trade in the air. The 15th of June is the deadline. Here comes the ball two, strike two pitch, and a ball, ball three. Ball three, didn't swing at it. He started to, but he stopped in time. And Casey Stengel jumped right out of the Yankee dugout. Coleman is over at the mound talking with Grimm. And we may have Earl Batty to swing for the catcher or Les Moss. hits to Louis a swing and a very high foul that's going out of play off here to the right. And we still have a 3-2 count. Well, I don't think that any of the over 23,000 who are out here today have left. Raymond's in the wind-up again, and he's swinging a ground ball to short. McDougal's got it, the peg, and he's out 2-0. Dick Donovan is going to bat for the pitch. Donovan is going to bat for the pitcher, and he's walking out toward the plate right now. Here's the announcement. Here's Donovan, who will very probably pitch the game tomorrow night against Washington. He's a good hitter. He bats left-handed. McDougal came into the mound to say something to the pitcher, Bob Grimm. Jerry Coleman also came in to say something to him. And now here is Donovan in the batter's box. The first pitch to him, a swing and a ground ball to Scowron. High bounce, the run to the bag, he's out, and the ball game is over. And the Yankees win this game today, 4-3. A hard-fought ball game with plenty of thrills. The final score, the New York Yankees 4 and the White Sox 3.